from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for all that you have done and continue to do from my perspective as pastor of this fine church. I want to lift up all of you who help First Church change lives. Because honestly, if we stop changing lives, I've lost whatever it is I think being a church is about. I want to thank you for helping this church change lives and giving people hope and joy and peace and a reason to do more than just live. To do more than just get out of bed. To do more than just go to work or whatever we do to fill our day. To be more than that. God did not create you just to live a humdrum life. God created you to stir things up a little bit. To be that person that spreads God's joy and love to other people. I want to thank all of you who allow First Church to be a positive, healing force in this community and around the world. Do you folks understand that by supporting this church and its ministries, your monies go all around the world and heal people? And I'm not talking about to one missionary. Your money goes to hundreds of missionaries. Your money digs hundreds of wells for people that don't have fresh water. Your money buys nets for people so they won't die of malaria in Africa. Your money does so much, even here at home, with UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, that in 93, I know up in Northwest Missouri, we received relief because of the flooding. And I'm sure you have received it around here as well. Folks, you and your support change people's lives, not just here in this community, but all over Missouri, the United States, and around the world. You individually, you see, as Christians, we have two choices. We can either be a positive influence on other people's lives or a negative influence on other people's lives. I guarantee you, you are one or the other. I vote let's be a positive influence. Let's be a healing presence in this community. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, only one word comes to mind now. A word that only partially describes you, and this church knows what I'm about to say. That you're an awesome God. And it is an honor that you allow us to worship you each Sunday. It's an honor that you have given us a day to set aside, to lift our hearts and our minds and our souls to you, to be healed by your presence and the community that is around us, to feel your peace, your shalom, God, that you want us to have so badly. And I pray that those of us here and listening around the world to my voice can feel your presence, can feel your healing. And that because of that, the way you open up our spirits to your voice, I pray, God, that you will just pour in your power so that we can change the world. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're able, please stand with me and turn to 593. Here I am, Lord. Let us sing the first and the third stanza.